This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's only been a week since President Obama cashiered the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. And the president's choice to replace him could be in Afghanistan before this week is over. General David Petraeus received a warm welcome yesterday from the Senate Armed Services Committee. The full Senate will vote on his confirmation today. The support for the general is in contrast to the increasing doubts about the way the war is going. We have two reports, and we begin with NPR's David Wellna.
Normally, there's an element of uncertainty at a Senate confirmation hearing. Not so yesterday, when General David Petraeus appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Here's that panel's Democratic chairman, Carl Levin.
When confirmed, will you review the... You're not allowed to assume confirmation, by the way, but I am allowed to assume confirmation.
The political fortunes of Petraeus have improved considerably since he took over a similar command post in Iraq 3 years ago. At that time, a deeply skeptical Senator Hillary Clinton seemed to challenge the integrity of the Army general.
I think that the reports that you provide to us really require the willing suspension of disbelief.
While the doubts Clinton raised were about Petraeus's upbeat outlook on Iraq, many lawmakers today, in particular Democrats, are increasingly pessimistic about the prospects for the U.S. in Afghanistan. Arizona Republican John McCain sought yesterday to dispel such doubts.
The events that led to this hearing are unexpected and unfortunate, but they don't mean we're failing in Afghanistan.
Petraeus agreed. He told the Armed Services Panel there are now what he called some areas of progress amidst the tough fight ongoing in Afghanistan.
The going inevitably gets tougher before it gets easier when a counterinsurgency operation tries to reverse insurgent momentum. My sense is that the tough fighting will continue. Indeed, it may get more intense in the next few months. As we take away the enemy's safe havens and reduce the enemy's freedom of action, the insurgents will fight back.
The sharpest disagreement was over the date President Obama set last December to begin drawing down U.S. forces in Afghanistan. It's 1 year from tomorrow. Chairman Levin sought and got Petraeus's endorsement of that timeline.
Do you agree that the setting of that July 2011 date to begin reductions signals urgency to Afghan leaders that they must more and more take responsibility for their country's security, which is important for success of the mission in Afghanistan?
I do.
That seemed to rankle McCain. He said the only thing the withdrawal date does is cause Afghan leaders to hedge their bets on the U.S. and make the war harder and longer.
General, at any time during the deliberations that the military shared with the president when he went through the decision-making process, was there a recommendation from you or anyone in the military that we set a date of July 2011?
There was not.
It was not by any military person that you know of?
That I'm aware of.
Petraeus described the current campaign against the Taliban as relentless. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who also opposes a withdrawal timeline, was not convinced.
I don't know how this translates in Pashtun, but it's not translating well for me in English. In terms of where we're at and where we're going. And I would not use the word relentless, General, in terms of the policy that we're embarking on regarding the enemy. That's just my 2 cents worth.
Hawaii Democrat Daniel Akaka wanted to know whether there's anything about the Afghanistan campaign Petraeus would change.
We think it is sound. I've been one of those, of course, who oversees that process. Again, obviously, we will look hard at it, as any new commander does when he comes in, if confirmed, and see if there are tweaks needed in various places.
Questions about whether the U.S. should still be involved in a lengthy war once were asked on the Armed Services Panel by the likes of Ted Kennedy, who died last August, and by West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, who died Monday. This was Byrd pressing Petraeus on Iraq 3 years ago.
Why should we keep giving you more and more time? Why?
No such question was asked yesterday. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.